of a larger grant that we've had that was a HRSA grant, but our focus group was ethnically diverse and disadvantaged K through 12 students, and we focused on two major areas. We come from we'll show you some maps in a minute, but we come from the southern San Joaquin Valley of California, which is just north of the mountains that separate the valley from Los Angeles. So we're just a little north of all those fires that you saw on CNN a week or so ago. And we focused on Bakersfield in Kern County and Visalia in Tulare County. Visalia's got a population of about 100,000, and Bakersfield's around 225,000 maybe. So this was just one component of a larger project that we were doing. So you can see in green Kern County. It's quite a large county. It's not as large as Los Angeles County, which is the big one just kind of to the side and below it. It is a very agricultural county. If you get little baby carrots in the store, there's a good chance they came from Kern County. We grow lots of the little carrots. We grow lots of almonds, cotton, other things like that. A lot of farm workers. High poverty area. It's very ethnically diverse. If you look at the high schools just in Bakersfield, or Kern County rather, in Tulare County where Visalia is, around 50% are Hispanic students. It's a large 8,000 square mile county. There's about 84 persons per square mile, so we're not very densely populated. We have a large number of very young people in the county. We are a medically underserved area, as you could imagine. If you look at the number of RNs, we only have 407 per 100,000, while California as a whole has 619, and California as a whole is still very much below many other areas. Only not even 14% of our residents have a college degree. In California, it's about a quarter of the residents. And we are the only university within a large area. We are a Hispanic-serving institution, and when kids do come to us as first-time freshmen, many of them require a lot of remediation, so you can kind of see what we have to deal with. We all are very well of the nursing shortage. It's no big secret. Even though we have increased enrollments in nursing schools, and we have considerably increased our enrollment, it still is never enough to meet the needs that we have, even currently, but much less in the future. We know that while this affects all areas that need nurses, we really compete with acute care. They have such huge needs immediately for vacancies that they have right at the moment, and they offer very high salaries and signing bonuses and all these other perks that public health cannot offer. While we do have a shortage of nurses, and we have a lot of nurses that are retiring or getting close to that age, we don't have very competitive salaries. And we're often overlooked by young people when they think about going on to school or even going into nursing. What would they like to do as far as nursing? They don't even know about public health, many of them. So, and of course, my picture didn't show up. Okay. Anyway, this was actually an ad that I took out of something online that was, they were recruiting nurses, foreign nurses, saying they'll help them get their green cards and their visas and all that thing. So acute care is looking everywhere for people, offering huge signing bonuses. They can offer immediate benefits. They don't have to wait the 60 or 90 days that many of us that work in county systems have to wait for. They will forgive tuition. So if a student who just recently graduates comes to them with a large bill from college, they'll pay it if they'll agree to work there. They offer, the one thing we can say is, you don't have to work night shifts and you don't have to work weekends, but they do pay extra money for people that will do that. So, and this is evidently not that uncommon, I found one interesting website that offered a $1,000 bonus if you referred a friend who was a nurse and they took a job, and then after the 1 year anniversary, you got another $1,000 if that person stayed the full year. So we need a market share of those nurses. So how do we get our message out there? If we're going to try and sell public health nursing, we really need to start early by letting kids and adolescents understand what it is we do. So another picture. Well, Johnson & Johnson's campaign for nursing's future, many of you have seen their ads on television and you've seen their brochures and their pamphlets and that kind of posters and things. That at least gets kids thinking about nursing as a field. And also they've done a nice job of showing males in nursing, so we get the boys thinking about it as well. The University of Illinois in Chicago has these great posters for public health nursing, which could be made available. If you think about marketing, basically what it is trying to gain a competitive advantage. So if we know our competition is acute care, how do we gain that advantage? And one marketing skill is using competitive analysis, where you look at the strengths and the weaknesses of both acute care and public health nursing. So what is it that's attractive about us while still understanding what are the weaknesses that we have and comparing that with acute care? Some basics of marketing are to understand and know your market. Who are you going to target to? Adolescents, elementary students, college students? What is it they want? Some kids are only thinking about what can be bought when they go to school or get a job. Others of them really want to connect with people. Timing is essential, understanding what their interest level is and targeting your message to that. The messenger is important because it needs to be someone they can relate to. A clear, concise message, and they really respond to personal connections and stories. So this is just one of the posters, public health ones. White coats aren't our style, but we love saving lives. Public health nursing, big office, plenty of natural light. And public health nurse is a safety helmet for your community.
So with our IN program, our goal was really to increase awareness and interest, especially in nursing and public health nursing, and especially among ethnically diverse and disadvantaged K through 12 students. So what we did was to establish an educational pipeline with health career academies, and there's 350 of them, but we worked particularly with two large area high schools in Bakersfield and Visalia. And these health career academies are active, long-standing programs. And then with the RN Explorer post, there's approximately 120 that we started with. This year we have approximately 30 to 36 students. And this was newly organized about 5 years ago, sponsored originally by Sigma Theta Tau, some of the local hospitals, and some of the other local agencies in Bakersfield. And with the health career academies, one of the things that we have done was to make sure that we had guest speakers, information on health careers, learning skills, and we emphasize basic skills that are needed for college entry and success. And some of the courses were medical terminology, anatomy, advanced math, science, English, computer skills, and then we had a lot of presentations and projects.
Okay, the health career academies, and I don't know if any of your states also have these. This is something that's been common in California for about the last 10 years. And it was something that happened when research was showing that it isn't very good to sort of have this college prep versus the vocational ed tracks. And so they began to organize high schools in areas that were of interest. So business areas, health career areas, ag, whatever was sort of pertinent to the particular high school. They tend to partner with a lot of agencies that are local, and they want to offer internships and job shadowing. They try to hook up with universities to offer more advising and program planning so their students can be ready for college in whatever area they're interested in. They do volunteering. They find mentors to work with their students, and some of their students actually do find some part-time work in some local healthcare fields.
With the RN Explorer post, we're actually related to the Boy Scouts of America, and we had quite a few sponsoring agencies. Recently, we had one of our hospitals that actually helped us this last summer come to Bethesda, Maryland to have students actually go to the National Institutes of Health, and we've had other partners throughout that time, and a lot of donations to cover costs, scholarships, and to help our students. One of the things that we had a lot of our nursing students do was to do lectures and presentations, and sometimes some of our local nurses, and we discuss ethical issues. One of the things we try to emphasize with our students is personal growth. Also, jobs and education that is required, and also we've done some field trips not only to UCLA, Children's Hospital, and then the National Institutes of Health.
Okay, So with the Health Careers Academy, some of the things that we did was set up with our outreach department to do campus tours, to bring them to our university and show them around. We personally, either one of us, and sometimes other faculty, gave tours of the nursing department and the skills lab and other things that they found interesting, offered them pizza and cookies or punch. We did some outreach presentations to the Health Careers Academies. We showed them the public health nursing video from the Minnesota Department of Health. We had some of our graduates come and do presentations at the Health Careers Academies at their campuses. And I was available for very intensive advising. And we also provided them with support through materials and teaching supplies through the grant. We gave them information on the Kids into Health Careers Academy information. We presented them with this opportunity to go reach downward and go to the K through 8 schools. And some of them did this and share the Kids into Health Careers information, as well as talk about nursing in general, the nursing shortage, and public health. And some did this as part of tobacco and fitness presentations they were already kind of doing with K through 6. And then the One Health Careers Academy went and recruited students at the middle school every year, and I went with them. Some of these slides that are coming up shows the Golden West High School in their shirts. They had to come up with their own PowerPoint presentations. They talked about the nursing shortage and about public health and nursing in general, and they had to stand there before about 900 eighth graders all day long and talk to them. It was very interesting. Anyway, so the results were that the two Health Careers Academies gave information to over 1,800 K-8 students about nursing. And you can see the stats on our entering class as to how some of the results impacted. East High School, there was much more interest among the male students after the graduates of our program came to talk. And these were sort of gangbangers, as the director said. And she said they began to think of nursing as actually a possible career. And then those are the figures from Golden West High School just over the last few years.
One of the things that was especially fun was that there's myself that acts as a faculty mentor, and then we have nursing students, and then one of the other community college faculty actually mentors our an Explorer program. And one of the things that we like to do is not only tour our local hospitals, but also other agencies. We definitely have had a lot of nursing skills. We start with hand washing, real basic things, and then go to more advanced skills. We do videos, including the public health nursing video, which one of my students actually said, I didn't realize nurses could do that. They thought the only place was in the hospital, and she felt that she wanted to be a public health nurse. And again, as I mentioned previously, we've gone on yearly trips. This is actually one of the times that we went to UCLA, and you can see that it's a very diverse group. And this is when we went to Bethesda, and you can see I have a very diverse group of students. You can see me in the background. Some of the outcomes is that we have now one student that's entering Bakersfield College nursing program this fall, one student that's entering another BSN program. We have three explorers that are taking now the prerequisite courses at Cal State. We have three explorers that are currently at Bakersfield College, which is our community college. And then we actually got a mother who is now entering this fall at Bakersfield Community College. One of the things, though, that really has helped is that we really are trying to stay connected to our health career academies. We did have a small grant that was awarded to us, and we're trying to establish connections with other health career academies. We've done a lot of tours and presentations to other health career academies and groups, including Delano High School and Arvin High School. And in fact, in our explorers this year, over 50% of our health, my RN explorers actually come from Arvin High School, which is in an outlying area. They actually have to drive almost half an hour to come to the RN explorers. Definitely for our overall feedback, definitely longitudinal, cannot yet determine how many of these students will enter the public health nursing career, but we can tell you that we do have some successes. A lot of the feedback, though, has been really very positive, especially from the teachers and advisors. Mostly, of course, they enjoy the presentations by nursing students, going on the tours, the hospitals, going like to Bethesda, Maryland, field trips, they love it. Some of the other overall outcomes, we have increased awareness. in nursing, especially males and females. In my Explorer post right now, we have two young men, and increased awareness of public health nursing, and we definitely have a potential increase in our ethnically diverse nursing workforce. Definitely we need some more partnerships. We need public health nurses, though, to volunteer. For my RN Explorer group, there's actually only two of us for over 36 students. So we need more help for them to serve as mentors and on advisory boards. And this is Lillian Wald. This is actually a picture that my mother drew. And of course, she is the most famous public health nurse. Thank you.
Thank you very much.